弟兄姐妹平安，让我们一同祷告。耶和华，我们要赞美你，你是我们的天父，你是我们的教主，你是我们的力量。耶和华，你是我们的磐石，我们的救赎主啊，愿你喜悦我们口中的言语，心中的意念，奉主耶稣名头，阿门。You know, there's one thing I noticed when I was in Hong Kong, is that there are many, many companies offering classes for children.
你知道我在香港的时候就发现了有很多很多的这些公司给儿童提供课程和补习班。
Here in Canada, I don't notice that as much.
那在加拿大呢，我倒是没见有多少。
But in Hong Kong, it's everywhere.
但在香港的话，这种公司是遍地都是。
On Saturday mornings or afternoon, you will see the streets filled with children with their parents going to dancing classes, swimming classes, piano classes, math classes, English classes.
那到了周六的话，无论是上午、下午，你会看到街上满是家长带着孩子去学舞蹈、游泳、钢琴啊，补习数学和英语。
Now that makes sense because as a parent, if you want your children to learn something, and if you don't know how to do it,You need a professional to come and help.
那这确实很合理，因为对于父母来说，如果你想让你的孩子学到一项技能，就把他们送到专业人士那里去，由他们来传授。
If you want them to learn piano, you're not going to take your kids and come to me.
如果你想让你孩子学钢琴的话，你不会把孩子带到我这里来。
You ask Tammy to help teach your child.
你会问他让这个你会让这个 Tammy 来教导。
You want them to do math, then you find a math teacher.
如果你想让他们学数学的话，就找一个数学的老师。
That makes sense because we're not all professionals in every areas of life.
这也很有道理，因为我们不可能在生活的各个方面都是专
家。So we cannot possibly expect us to teach our children everything.
所以我们也不可能说是亲自教会孩子所有的东西。
I have no problems with parents bringing their kids to piano classes, math classes, swimming classes.
我对父母把孩子带去学钢琴、数学、游泳没有问题。
I used to teach swimming as a young person.
我年轻的时候呢，也曾经教游泳。
The problem is not that. The problem is when we bring this attitude into the church.
这不是问题，但问题就是当我们把这种外包的这种心态带入教会里面，是会出来问题。
Because if we assume that we can bring our kids to others to teach them how to learn piano, math, and swimming, then we assume that maybe someone else can teach them how to follow Jesus.
因为如果我们假定我们可以把孩子带到专业的人士那儿去学游泳、去学钢琴、去学。数学的话，那我们也可以让别人来带领我们孩子去学习如何追随耶稣。
Because after all, most of us would not call ourselves professionals at following Jesus.
因为毕竟我们大多数人都不会说我们是追随耶稣方面的专家。
So we hope that the church will have these professional Jesus followers to teach our kids how to follow Jesus.
所以我们就希望在教会里面有那些专业的追随耶稣的人来教会我们孩子如何去。
When parents have that kind of attitude, then the church becomes a place like those tutoring classes.
那当这种心态进入教会的时候，那教会就如同一个星期六的补习班一样。
We drop our kids on Sundays.
我们星期天把孩子带到教会里面。
Or drive them to fellowship.
或者把他们带到团契。
And then when we pick them up, we expect to have a kid who knows how to follow Jesus.
然后我们回来接他的时候，我们就期望能。看到一个很会跟随耶稣的一个孩子。
I once heard a private school advertisement on the radio.
我曾经在广播里面听到一个私立学校的一个广告。
And this is what he said.
那这是他说的。
You give me your child, and we'll give you a new one.
那把孩子交给我们，回来就变个人。
Now imagine what kind of pressure that puts onto those who shepherd children in our church.
那想象一下这些现在就带领年轻人的人带来了怎样的压力
Now, not just for pastors, but for Sunday school teachers, worship leaders, and others.
那不光是牧师呢，还有就是带领主日学和团契的领袖们。
And if this church cannot offer the program that my kids like, then I'll just move on to another church where I will find more attractive children or youth programs.
那如果说这个教会不能带给我这个满意的一些项目的话，那我就换一个。
A very good friend of mine is a high school teacher.
那我有一个朋友是一位高中老师。
And every year, teachers have a time to meet with their parents to talk about how their kids are doing.
那每年的话呢，都是会有这个跟家长见面那种家长会来讨论这个孩子的进展。
For my friend, it is one of the most dreaded moments of the year.
那对我朋友来说，这是一年当中最令他难受的一段时间。
He tells me all these stories of parents sitting across from the table and blaming him or other teachers for their kids' failures.
他就跟我说，他就面对在前面坐着各个家长，然后怪罪他以及其他教师，把这个他们孩子在学校做的不好的事情怪罪于他们。
After all, you are the professional teacher.
那毕竟你们是专业的教师啊。
And if you can't teach my kids,
那如果你教不了我的孩子，
then it's your fault.
那肯定就是你的问题。
Now, I'm not talking about those who need to move churches because their children don't have a healthy church to attend.
我这里不是说就是一些孩子他由于没有一个好的这个教会环境去参加，然后必须要去换地方。
But what I have a problem with the attitude many Christians, some Christian parents have to drop their kids and expect.The church to teach their kids how to follow Jesus, and then they just go on and do other things.
那我的一些问题就是某一些这个基督徒的父母，就是把孩子就放到教会里面，然后自己去干自己喜欢的事情，然后就期望教会把他们的孩子给彻底教育起来。
I search Scripture front to back.
那我翻遍圣经从头到尾查找。
I cannot find one scripture verse that tells me discipling children is the responsibility of professional people.
我却找不到任何一节经文就说，造就孩子只是专业人士的责任。
God makes it very clear in His Word that the responsibility of discipling children rests with parents.
这神说的非常清楚，就造就孩子的责任在父母身上。
In Exodus chapter 12, God commands Israel to observe the Passover.
那在出埃及记第十二章，神命令以色列人每年守逾越节。
And God says, when your children ask you what's the meaning of this, that's when you tell them.
那神就说，就神就说，就是就是问，就是当儿女问你们守这个节是什么意思之后，你们这样跟他们说。
Deuteronomy says.Make the word of God known to your children and your children's children.
申命记说要谨慎小心，不可忘记亲眼所见的事，要一生铭记在心，并且告诉子孙子子孙孙。
Let them hear my words, God says, so that they may teach their children.
那天你们在耶和华就说把民众召集起来，让他们听我的教诲。学习一生敬畏我，并传授给自己的儿女。
Again, in Deuteronomy chapter 6, it says, These words I command to you today, teach them diligently to your children. Talk about them everywhere you go.
那申命记第六章也说，要将我今天吩咐你们的话牢记在心，并教导你们的儿女，无论在哪。
And in the book of Joshua chapter 4, when they put these rocks down,God says, when your children ask you what is the meaning of these rocks, tell them what the Lord did.
那在约书亚记第四章，当这个以色列人这个就是这立石的时候，然后经文也这么说，就是说以后倘若你们的子孙问你们，这些石头是什么意思，你们就告诉他们神所做的。
The book of Proverbs says,Teach your or discipline your children when there is hope.
那箴言说，好好管教孩子，他会给你平安和喜乐。
And again, Ephesians says, Fathers, do not provoke your children to anger, but bring them up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord.
以弗所说也说，你们为人父母的，不要激怒儿女，要照主的教导和警戒养育他们。
And in 2 Timothy, Paul encourages Timothy to continue to grow because of the faith that his mom and grandma had given him, had taught them.
在提摩太后书，保罗也鼓励提摩太不断增长他的信心，尤其是增长这个他的提摩太的祖母和母亲给他带来的这个信心。
I think the Bible makes it very clear.
那我想这圣经已经是毫无疑问的表明。
If God has given us children,
如果神给我们儿女，
then it is it's our responsibility to teach them and disciple them.
那去抚养他们、名教他们是我们的职责。
On October 2nd, 1945, a friend gave the then U.S. President Harry Truman a plaque for his desk.
在1954年10月2日，一位朋友给当时美国总统的美国总统杜鲁门送了一块桌牌。
This plaque on the table says, "The buck stops here."
这个桌牌上就写着，我不推卸责任。
This phrase means that he's making a very clear message to everyone that works for him.
那这句话就是很清楚地表明了这一个信息。
That every decision he makes, he takes responsibility for.
那就是他做的每一项决定，他都承担。
He will not blame other people when it fails.
那当失败的时候，他也不会怪罪其他人。
He will take full responsibility.
他会为此付出全责。
That is what it means to be a Christian parent.
这是担当基督徒父母的意义。
In Matthew 28:19, Jesus makes it very clear that we are to make disciples of all nations, baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, the Spirit, and teach them to obey and observe all that he has commanded.
在马太福音第二十八章第十九节也说得很清楚，耶稣神要我们使万民做他的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗，并教导人们遵守他所吩咐的一切。
And for their parents, the children that God has given us is the ones that God expects us to disciple.
那既然你是作为基督徒的父母的话，那神给你儿女，那神也就期望这个儿女是你要去教导他的对象。
Christian parents need to stop having this "send my kids to the professional" attitude.
基督徒父母应该不要再有把孩子就送给就直接就交给专业人士。
The buck stops with every Christian parent.
那对于每一位基督徒父母来说，都不应推卸责任。
Now, over the years as a pastor, I have had many conversations with parents.
那多年来，我作为牧师，我与很多父母有对话。
And for those who have kids that no longer follow Jesus or attend the church,
那有一些父母的孩子们呢？那孩子们就离开了教会，也不再来教会。
When they speak, their voices are filled with disappointment and sadness.
那他们给我说起这些事情的时候，他们的声音充满着悲伤与失望。
Some are filled with guilt and shame.
有些也充满了内疚与羞愧。
You can hear it in their voice. What did I do wrong?
你可以从他们的这个话语当中听出来，我哪里做错了。
I have failed as a Christian parent.
我作为基督徒父母，我失败了。
I want to make something very clear.
那我想把几点说清。
The responsibility of discipleship rests with the Christian parent. Yes.
就门训的责任是在父母的身上。
But the result and the outcome is never the responsibility of the parent.
但是结果永远不是父母的责任。
Because the ultimate decision to follow Jesus rests with the child, not with the parent.
因为最终是否跟随耶稣是取决于孩子他们的决定。
Those of you who have been parents for many years, you know that parenting is not a science.
那你们在这之中有做父母很多年的，你们也知道当父母不是个科学。
It's never if I do A, B, C, and then this is going to happen.
这并不是你做了 A, B, C 就一定会得到一个结果。
There is no guarantee.
就没有一个必然的一个结果。
But what is guaranteed?
但是有一个事情是必然的。
Is that God hears the prayer of every Christian parent.
那就是神垂听每一位基督教父母的祷告。
Many centuries ago, a Christian man recounted his life, his former life, as a man drifted away from God.
那几个世纪前有一位离开神后来又回归的基督徒回忆。
As a young man, he lied, he steal from his parents.
那他回忆他年轻的时候他欺骗从父母那边偷窃。
And he slept around with different women.
然后与多名女子也上床。
He cheated on his friends.
然后甚至还也外遇他的这个朋友的另一半。
His father was not a rich by any means.
他的父亲不富裕。
But he gave his son everything.
但是这位父亲却给了他孩子所有的东西。
He asked for money, his father gives him.
孩子要钱，父亲就给他。
His father wanted him to have a good life.
他的父亲想让他有一个好的生活。
Wanted him to succeed in life, so he sent him to the best schools.
想让他的孩子成功，所以把他孩子送到最好的学校。
But he did not care about his spiritual growth at all.
但是这个父亲却没有说是关心他孩子的灵命的成长。
As long as you succeed, that's all that matters.
只要是你成功，那剩下的都可以。
His mother, on the other hand,
但是这孩子的母亲呢
，was so sad because the way that she saw how her son was living his life.
就是看到这个孩子这样的生活感到非常的悲伤。
She refused to give up on her son.
所以她拒绝放弃她的孩子。
She prayed day and night for God to intervene.
这位母亲就昼夜祷告求神介入。
And the son recounted how his mom cried hours spent on her knees praying.For him to return to God.
那这孩子就记得他母亲很多很多个小时，流着泪，跪着，然后向主祷告。
This woman lived to see the miracle that took place in the man's life.
但这名妇人得以见证这个神回应他，得以见证他的浪子回头。
She never nagged him, but she began to notice that he was starting to really.Have a distaste for the kind of life that he was living.
那这位母亲她也从来没有说是去絮叨她的孩子，但是就她发现她孩子开始就厌恶她这个原来的这个生活。
He started to feel a lot of guilt and shame for the way he lived, but he wanted to be free, but he can't seem to find it.
那这孩子就觉得内疚，觉得羞愧，他想挣脱出他这个。这个处境，但是也却寻不到方式。
One day he was talking to a friend in his house.
那有一天，这孩子跟他的一位朋友在他的一个朋友的家里。
He was so overwhelmed with sorrow, he ran out to the garden and just cried there.
但是这个时候他就被悲伤淹没，然后跑到花园当中痛哭起来。
And he was alone in the garden, but then he heard children from next door playing a game and singing a song.
那他在花园独自一人，然后他听见隔壁邻居的小孩在玩游戏，在唱歌。
The kids kept singing, "Take it and read, take it and read."
那这些小孩就不停的在唱，就拿起来读，拿起来读。
And for some reason, he thought that was God talking to him.
那不出于什么原因，他觉得这是神在对他说话。
He ran back into the house.
他跑回朋友的房子里。
He asked his friend for the Bible.
他问这个朋友要一本圣经。
And he basically said, "I'm just going to open this Bible and read whatever comes up."
他就说我就直接把这个经文打开，然后看这个刚刚打开的就是任何一段经文。
And it happened to land on Romans chapter 13, where it says, "Let us walk properly." As in the daytime, not in orgies or drunkenness, not in sexual immorality or sensuality, not in quarreling or jealousy, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to gratify its desires.
然后呢，他就正好看到， 罗马书第十三章十三到十四节，就是我们要为人端为人端正，光明磊落，不可荒宴醉酒，好色奸荡，嫉妒纷争。你们要活出主耶稣基督的荣美，不要只顾放纵罪恶本性的私欲。
The light came into Augustine's heart and pushed out all the darkness.
这光就照进了奥古斯丁的心中，驱散了这个他心中的黑暗。
Monica, his mom, had prayed for years for God to work in his son's life.
那莫妮卡就是他的母亲，花了很多年的时间祷告求神介入他的孩子的生命。
Augustine became one of the greatest theologians the church has ever seen in 2,000 years.
奥古斯丁呢，就后来成为了2000年教会史上最伟大的神学家之一。
For those parents who are living in disappointment right here, sitting right now.
那就目前在座的，在这个失望的这个家长们中。
Don't stop praying for your kids.
不要停止为你的儿女们祷告。
Doesn't matter if they are 5 years old.
那不论他们是五岁
，or 50 years old，
或者五十岁。
Keep praying for your children.
不断为你的孩子祷告。
Now I know I said that parents have the sole responsibility of discipling their children.
那我知道我刚才说过，父母有责任去门训他们的孩子。
Monica did not stop praying for her son.
莫妮卡也从来未停止为她的儿子祷告。
But the church also has a role.
但是教会也有，也在这里面也有，也充当一个角色。
Because as she was praying for her son,
因为在她为她儿子祷告的时候
，Augustine met a man.
奥古斯丁遇到了一个人。
A bishop of Milan.
一位在米兰的主教。
His name is Ambrose.
这主教的名字叫安布罗斯。
Who became Augustine's friend and mentor?
这个人成为了奥古斯丁的导师和朋友。
我们相当为的神学员人，就是 name Ambrose.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. Oh. Sorry. Switch line.
Oh yeah. One of the Alliance seminaries in Calgary is named after him.
We named our Calgary seminary Ambrose after the man who influenced Augustine.
就我们将在卡尔加里修道会神学院的名字以这个影响了奥古斯丁的名字命名。
Parents, yes, you have the most important responsibility in your life is to disciple your kids, but you do not do that alone.
家人们，没错，你们生中最重要的一个使命是门训你们的孩子，但是你们并不是独自要完成这个任务。
I'm sure you heard this phrase before. It takes a whole village to raise a child.
我敢肯定你们听过这句话，就是抚养孩子是一项集体责任。
The church does have a role to play in discipling children.
教会在孩子们的门徒训练要担有角色。
That's why the church has ministries for kids.
就是为什么教会有要有这个给孩子的各种团契。
But the church is never, our church should never become a place where we just drop our kids and run away to have our adult thing and then we pick up our kids after.
但是教会不应该成为一个把孩子送过，然后家长就走了，然后家长去干他们自己喜欢的事情。
Our children and youth ministry is to provide an environment where parents can also be part of the discipling process.
这个教会的这种施工还有团契任务是营造一个我们还有家长可以一起造就孩子做门徒的一个环境。
Parents, get involved with what's going on with the junior ministries in our church.
父母们应该去应该去参与这些青少年团契的施工。
I'm not asking you to teach if you're not a teacher. Don't teach.
那如但我也并不是说，如果说你不知道怎么教导的话，要非要让你去教导，不是这样。
There are so many ways that you can participate in the children ministry.
但是有很多的方式你可以参与进来这个青少年的事工当中。
The church, the life of the church is an important part of discipling, but it's not the most important.
那就是就是团契还有施工教会的生活是孩子门训的一部分，却不是最关键的。
If you look closely at Deuteronomy 6, God basically tells us parents how to disciple our kids.
就如果你看申命记第六章，神就基本上已经指示父母应该是如何去门训。
Deuteronomy 6 says, "You shall teach them diligently." You shall teach his words diligently to your children, and talk and shall talk of them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, and when you lie down, and when you rise. You shall bind them as a sign on your hand, and they shall be as frontlets between your eyes. And you shall write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates.
这申命记就说，并教导你们的儿女，无论在家在外，或起或卧，都要讲，都要讲论这些律例和诫命，要把他们。系在手上，戴在额上，做记号，要写在城门上和自家的门框上。
It means that this context of discipleship takes place in everyday life.
也就意味着这个门训的过程是每时每时每一天都在进行的。
When you're sitting on the sofa,
当你坐在沙发上。
When you're walking in the mall,
在商场行走的时候。
When you're driving in the car,
在开车的时候。
When you look at your hands, your face, your door of your house, every moment of the day, God's word somehow will speak.
在看你自己的手、脸、自家的门框、自家门框、城门时候，神这个时候对你说话。
What it means is that in everyday life, God's word becomes a major part of our lives.
这的意思就是。神的话语成为了我们每一天生活当中的重要部分。
And this means every decision we make as a family.
这就意味着我们作为家庭做的每一项重要的决定。
Vody Bauckham, he said this. He says, "God designed your family, not the youth group, not the children ministry, not the Christian school, but your family." As the principal discipling agent in your children's lives, the most important job you have as a parent is to train and disciple your children.
那沃迪沃查姆是这样说的，就神所设立的不是青少年团契，不是儿童主日学，也不是基督教学校，而是你的家庭，成为你孩子生命中最重要的门训场所。作为父母，你人生中最重要的使命乃是教养他们。做主的门徒。
But how does the parent do that?
那但这样的话，那家长要怎么做呢？
In Deuteronomy 6, it says, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your might. And these words I command you today shall be on your heart."
申命记第六章就说：“听啊，以色列人，耶和华是我们的上帝。”耶和华是独一的，你们要全心全意全力爱你们的上帝耶和华，要将我今天吩咐你们的话牢记在心。
God is telling the parent to love him.
神告诉以色列的父母去爱他。
To give him your all.
就给神一切。
And to cherish the words that God has in your hearts.
并且去铭记或者然后是感受神的话语牢记在心。
Too many of us mistakenly think that it's about me teaching information to my kids.
太多的人以为这是这像是我们把这个知识还有信息传递给孩子们。
But if you look closely at what God is saying here, is that every decision we make in every day, everything we talk about.Where is the word of God in midst of it all?
但是这里实际上说的就是我们每日做的决定，我们每日说的话，神的话语在我们每天的这些事情当中哪里体现？
What are the things that we talk about at the dinner table?
我们在晚餐的时候在桌上都说了什么呢？
Or how many of us have this as a member of our family?
或者有多少人
at the dinner table?
啊，我手机没带，但有多少人把这个你们的手机代替了交流？
How many of us have the TV on as the other family member at the table who talks the most?
有多少人是实际上是在晚餐时候开的电视，将这个电视作为了说话最多的这一个家庭成员。
I grew up in a family where the TV is always on when we have dinner.
我以前在家里的时候就是这个电视就是一直开着。
It didn't help.
这没有并没有帮助。
When we were married, we couldn't afford a TV.
那我结婚了之后，我买不起电视。
But then soon after, well, for the last 15 years, we decided not to buy a TV.
那然后呢，就接下来往十五年间，我们就决定不买电视。
Those of you who have been to my house know that I don't have a TV.
如果你去我们家的话，你就能发现我没有电视。
There's no phone at the dinner table.
然后在晚饭吃饭的时候，桌上也没有手机。
We look each other in the eye to talk.
我们就看着对方的眼睛，面对面交谈。
But it's not about church gossip.
但这不是就八卦教会的事情。
We talk about things like what did God do? What's God doing in your life? Where did you see God today?
我们谈论的是你们今天在哪里看到神做了工？今天神对你说了什么
？We never talk about church problems at the dinner table.
我们在晚上吃饭的时候不谈论教会的问题。
Or even when the church or ourselves are facing difficult situations, we learn to talk about it in a place where our family can pray together.
那就算是我们如果有是自己有什么问题的话，我们也是找一个可以一家人祷告的地方再谈论这些事情。
It's about helping each other see where God is.
那目的就是帮助对方认清楚在各种这样事情当中神在哪里。
Vody Bauckham continues to say, so many parents think they don't have enough Bible knowledge to teach their children. Nothing could be further from the truth. If you can read, you can teach your children God's word. All you have to do is stay a step ahead. Don't be afraid. God has given you everything you need to do this. You want to read that part first?
Vody Bauckham 也继续说，就是很多父母以为自己圣经知识不够，无法教导孩子。如果你会读书，你就能教导你的孩子神的话语。你所需要做的不过是比孩子早走一步。
You don't have to be a seminary-trained theologian to read the Bible and talk about what it means. Besides, God would not have given you the responsibility unless He knew you could handle it.One of the often forgotten Reformation doctrine is the doctrine of perspicuity or understandability of the Bible. That means you can understand the Bible. God has given us the Bible in an understandable form. We do not have to break codes or unravel riddles in order to understand the basic teaching of God's word.
So yeah.你不需要是接受过神学院培训的神学家才能读懂圣经，讲解圣经的意思。更重要的是，神若不信任你，他就不会把教养儿女的责任交托给你。在宗教改革中，一个重要却经常被忽略的一个教义，就是圣经的清晰性，又称可明白性。也就是说，神所赐的圣经是可以被普通信徒理解的。我们不需要破解密码、解开谜题，才能明白神话语中最基本的教导。
Parents, you don't need to be an expert at reading the Bible.
父母们，你不需要成为专家才能去解读圣经。
But you do need to read the Bible.
但你需要读圣经。
To hear God's voice every day.
要每天听神的话语。
Or learn to hear God's voice and know that it is God's voice.
或者就会学会辨识上帝的话语，知道这是神在对你说话。
And then teach your kids to do the same. It's like, where is God?
然后教给孩子神在哪里。
Few years ago, while we were in Hong Kong, we visited the Museum of Coastal Defense.
在几年前呢，我们在香港的时候参观了海防博物馆。
It was a huge fort that was built by the British in 1887 on the side of a mountain in the northeastern part of Hong Kong Island to protect it against invasions.
这是一座建于1887年的一个巨型要塞，位于香港岛东北海岸山脚，英国人建造的，用于防御城市免受入侵。
In 1941, Japan has already invaded China and moving its way south towards Hong Kong.
在1941年，那个时候日本已经入侵，已经侵华，并向南推进，目标直指香港。
In October of that same year, Canada sent a contingent of soldiers from Manitoba, Ontario, Quebec, totaling about 2,000 soldiers to Hong Kong.
那当年十月份，加拿大从曼尼托巴省安大略魁北克派出一支2000人的部队前往香港。
At that point, most of them in Hong Kong were not expecting to fight.
那个时候呢，大多数人都觉得他们不会遭遇什么战斗。
Most of these were young men, not well trained.
大多数这些士兵都很年轻，也缺乏也没有经过充分的训练。
But then Japan launched a surprise attack on Pearl Harbor, Malaysia, Philippines, Guam, Wake Island, and also Hong Kong.
但是接着呢，就是日本对珍珠港、马来亚、菲律宾、关岛、维克岛以及香港发动突袭。
These Canadian soldiers, alongside with the Volunteer Defense Corps and also soldiers from other countries like India, were preparing for this attack.
那就在加拿大士兵连同义勇队以及还有来自英联邦，就比如说印度的其他部队，做好了迎战的准备。
The ships came in from the east, and they were outnumbered 5-1.
但是呢，从那个东边来的船呢，人数远超于他们的人上，是5-1的占比。
At that time, Hong Kong has 5 fighter jets, which were all destroyed in the first air raid, and Japan was backed by heavy artillery and dominated the air.
那个时候呢，香港的机场只有5架战斗机，然后日本首轮的这个空袭就全部摧毁，并且日军也有重型火炮，然后也掌控制空权。
The Japanese forces reached the Kowloon Peninsula on December 13th and demanded the unconditional surrender of Hong Kong.
12月13号，日军抵达九龙半岛，要求守军无条件投降。
But Hong Kong rejected the demand.
但香港拒绝。
But knowing this,
但知道这一点，
there was no help coming.
无援可期。
The British supply ship off Malaysia was sunk.
在那个从马来亚本来要来支援的英国补给团已经被击沉。
The U.S. fleet was disabled because of Pearl Harbor.
美国的太平洋舰队的也是因为珍珠港空袭遭遇重创。
The Chinese army was fighting the Japanese in China, and so they weren't able to help.
那中国的军队在这个内陆跟日军在日军战斗，所以无力相助。
These inexperienced soldiers were tired, and know that they were outnumbered, outgunned, but they refused to surrender.
那这些缺乏经验并且疲惫不堪的士兵，明知寡不敌众，火力悬殊，却依然拒绝投降。
They fought as hard as they could, and even when they surrendered, they would not do it willingly.
那他们与日军展开激战，尽自己所能。
In the end, 290 Canadian soldiers died in this battle, and 260 died as prisoners of war. 500 more were wounded.
那最后呢？共有290名加拿大士兵战死，260名死于战俘期间，另有500多人受伤。
What amazes me is this small group of soldiers, Canadians and India and Hong Kong Chinese soldiers as well. They never gave up.
那让我惊叹的就是这些士兵啊，不管是加拿大来的、印度的，然后在香港的这个中国人也说，他们身处险境却依然不肯投降，这个勇气让我惊叹。
Parents, today we are outgunned and outnumbered.
那父母们，今天我们也同样处于劣势。
With all this technology happening, our world is changing so fast. Our kids are caught up in this new world that is happening.
那在当今世界有这么多的科技，我们的孩子们也被这些科技包裹。
But as a church, yes, we are outgunned and outnumbered.
但作为一个教会，没错，我们是处于劣势。
But we're not alone.
但是我们并不是孤军奋战。
We have the power of the Holy Spirit.
我们有圣灵的力量。
We have a Jesus who is victorious.
我们有已经得胜的耶稣。
And so we keep fighting.
所以我们继续征战。
We pray on our knees for our children.
所以我们为我们的儿女在跪下祷告。
And as a church, we parent our kids together.
所以作为一个教会，我们一起抚养我们的儿女。
As long as we are still living, we don't stop praying. Amen.
只要我们还活着，我们就不停不断停不停止祷告。
Amen. Let's pray together.
我们一起祷告。
As we are praying right now,
那我们现在祷告的时候呢
？Some of you carry very heavy weight on your shoulders.
你们一些人的肩上担任了重担。
Because you've seen how your kids may have drifted away from Christ.
因为你们能看到你们的儿女在不断渐渐远离基督。
Will you right now pray by name, name your kids and pray for them?
你们现在就叫出你们孩子的名字，为他们祷告。
Some of you who is aware of other people's kids in our church that has drifted away.
你们有些人也知道一些别的孩子别人家的孩子也在渐也远离耶稣。
Do you see their faces?
你们看到他们的面庞了吗
？Do you hear their names?
你们听到他们的名字了吗
？Can you pray for them right now as Monica did for her son?
你们能不能现在就跟莫妮卡为他儿子祷告一样，为他们也祷告
？God help us.
神帮助我们。
Help us with loving these children who have left.
帮助我们去爱这些离开的孩子们。
Turn them around so that they will follow you.
使他们回转，所以他们跟随你。
And for those of us who have a way of, maybe Holy Spirit, you can tell us how we can care for those who have drifted away.
也许圣灵你可以告诉我们如何去照顾这些离开的这些人。
And God calls some of us to become involved with the junior ministry.
那神也呼召我们一些人去更加多多参与这些事工。
For some of us, we need to just simply say a word of kindness and encouragement to a parent who's suffering.
对于我们一些人来说，我们只需要对一些现在正在受苦的父母们说一句鼓励的和关心的话。
And say, I will pray with you.
并且对他们说，我会跟你一起祷告。
Don't give up.
不要放弃。
Don't give up in Jesus' name.
不要放弃，奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.